How many nights this monsoon season have you just gone out onto the back patio and listened to the rain fall on the patio roof? Isn't that a great sound in the state of Arizona? I just love that sound. Or sitting in the kitchen, listening to it hit the skylights. Just, oh, there it is. Let's go outside.
Rain on the roof, summer night. Oh, man. Where they still know wrong from right. Interesting text question. We were talking about pipeline and bringing the water over and just talking about how it may not be the most realistic.
Bringing water from the Mississippi River, Davenport, Iowa, to Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And somebody said, Romy, better research how they pump water over the mountains from Tehachapi to L.A., which I don't know. I'll be interesting to look that up. But thinking through it without doing any research, well, Tehachapi, if you've ever been there, it's also the home of the second largest wind farm,
okay,
energy generation. And it's really very interesting to go through because you go from the Mojave Desert and miles of from Kingman, what's the next one? Is that
Needles?
Needles. Let's give Needles. Yes. I was going to say Parker, but Parker's farther south. From Parker to Tehachapi Pass, I mean, there's not one tree to be seen, I don't think. And then you suddenly get through half of Tehachapi, and all of a sudden you just turn into this, you know, when it's rain and it's green, this beautiful rolling mountains and hills and trees. I mean, it's like this perfect line. It's really an incredible natural transition. But anyway, from Tehachapi to L.A., you're going downhill.
Think that helps?
And
well, look at the Wilmer that's pumping plant.
Okay, and that's exactly the parallel I was going to draw. That pumps water from CAP vertically. 800 feet. That generation station is 60% of CAP's energy use. And CAP is the single largest energy consumer in the state of Arizona. So it's very expensive to pump water. To go from Davenport, and doing a quick search online, it's 580 feet in elevation.
Okay.
To Rock Springs, Wyoming,
yes,
that's at 6,388 feet elevation.
That's a lot of pumping.
You'd have to vertically lift that water 5,808 feet. That's over a mile in vertical lift.
They could do it, but like you say, it'd be expensive.
And the amount of water needed to generate the energy, they could do that.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the other issue we wanted to wrap up this segment is, what do you do when you... in a tight living quarters, and I like enjoying the rain, and I've got room in my sand volleyball court actually is a retention basin for my whole property. It takes thousands of gallons of water and allows it just to seep right back into the soil. So you've got a back patio, and you've got water falling off the roof, and it's draining into the back patio. And you can't go outside and enjoy this because the back patio's filling up and you're worried about how it's going to encroach into the threshold of your patio sliding door when it's 3, 4, 5 inches thick, deep. And we get questions all the time. Can I put a dry well in? Well, you need to know, when it's raining, for every 1,000 square feet of roof area, for every inch of rain, you're generating 600 gallons of water. We've had 3 1-inch rain events in North Scottsdale this monsoon season. Each event generated at my house off my roof about 2,400 gallons. If you've got 500 square feet of roof area draining into the backyard, we're going to need to find some way to handle 300 gallons of water. That is 6 55-gallon drums. Now, just think about that. I think you can all picture a 55-gallon drum. And now you need to bury those. Dry wells are not an answer to surface drainage problem in any significant rain event. So we are asking all of you homeowners to pay homage to the experience of the developers, the engineers, the geologists, the hydrologists, the surveyors, and the civil engineers that designed your subdivision, and make sure you're not doing anything to impact it. And if you're going into your backyard and paving it solid with concrete and pavers, you're creating your own self-imposed dilemma. So be careful. And then I get asked all the time, okay, well, if a dry well can't handle it and is so easily overwhelmed, I'll just sump pump it. Well, where are you going to sump pump it to? I want to ask you, where are you going to sump pump it to? You know, it's illegal for you to sump pump it to the front yard and drain it into the street. It's illegal for you to sump pump it up on the roof and let it drain out the front scuppers. So where are you going to sump pump this water? That's my question for you. We've been talking water all month long. The next hour, we're going to be talking about anything you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. But the most asked question of the week is, how can I caulk my windows? Another monsoon-generated question that we'll handle right here at Rosie on the House.